So, Lord, we pray your Holy Spirit would speak through your word. You'd speak through your servant and touch our hearts and move us closer to you, to be more like you. Shape us, Lord, we ask you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we're talking about things that are just better.
今天早上我要看看有些事情就是比较好。
This morning I brought with me just a really, it's not a super old phone, but I guess in some ways it is. It's an iPhone 5. Did any of you own one of these iPhone 5s?
我手上拿的一个是老的。 但是不是非常老的一个手机，这是一个苹果的五号手机。
So I've had this in my drawer for some time. When I was using this phone, it was sold that I'd have to have something plugged into it to charge it because it would last about 20 minutes and then it would be done.
我这手机呢，以前在用的时候呢，是需要如果要充电的话，需要接条线接到底下去，然后充满电的话，只能用20分钟就死掉了。
And then I also managed to get my hands on an iPhone 11 this morning. So this is the newest offering of Apple.
我现在右手拿这个是一个最新版的苹果手机，11号，是一个最新的手机。
So many of you can remember, those of you who are techies, that the Apple iPhone 5 came out in September of 2013.
你们如果是对这个科技很有兴趣的话，你可以回忆这个iPhone，就是苹果五号手机刚出上市的时候是2013年的9月。
And the iPhone 11 came out September 2019, so just last year.
这个苹果十一号手机呢，是去年2019年的9月上市的。
Yeah, I remember going. Actually, I was taking my a laptop into the Apple Store to get it repaired.
我记得那时候呢，我带了一个我的笔记型电脑笔电到那个苹果店里去修理。
My daughter and I were walking up to the Apple Store, and you guys know the Apple Store is always busy. It's always busy.
我跟我女儿一起到这个苹果的专卖店，你们知道这个苹果手机专卖店永远是很挤的。
So I bring my laptop, and there is, when I get to the store, there's a line that is long. And it goes outside into the mall, and it looks like it'd probably be an hour's wait.
我跟女儿到那边看，这条一条长龙从那个苹果专卖店一直往外门外，一直到那个购物中心一直排。我想看看最少要排一个钟头。
Yeah, so I get there, and I see the line, and my heart sinks. I'm like, I'm gonna spend an hour waiting in line just to get my laptop repaired.
我一看，我心里是吓成了。我想说，糟了，这样子我一排下来，最少要一个钟头，我才能排到来修我的手机，修我的笔电。
I get to the last person in line, and I ask the last person. I said, "Is this the line to? Is this the line to get things fixed, things repaired?"
我就排走到队伍后面，问那个人，问排在最后的人说，这是不是那个排队线？我要修一些东西。
He said, "No, this is the line to buy the iPhone 11."
他说不是的，这条线是要买这个最新版刚出来的那个苹果十一号手机的。
I quickly gave thanks to the Lord. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm just going and I can get my laptop repaired.
我感谢耶稣，我们可以直接进到店里面去修这个笔电了。
The storage of this phone when it came out, the best version. The best version was 64 gigabytes. If you bought the top of the line of the iPhone 5, it was 64 gigabytes.
这个苹果五号手机，那时候我买的时候是最顶级的，它的内装容量只有640亿的容量。
The lowest end, like the least of the iPhone 11, is 64 gigabytes, right? This is the lowest one.
这个今天这个苹果十一号手机最低的配备也有640个亿。
Now the high end is 256 gigabytes. Right?
这个高端的配备是2.56个兆。
The screen for this iPhone 5 is 4 inches. It's 4 inches.
这个屏幕五号手机是四寸。
The iPhone 11 is 6.1 inches.
这个十一号的手机的屏幕是6.1寸。
The iPhone 5 is a fingerprint resistant, so I don't know what that means, but fingerprint resistant.
这个五号手机呢，它你手上去摸的时候，它不会印的指纹。
The iPhone 11 is fingerprint resistant. It is dust proof. It is waterproof. It is splash proof.
这个十一号手机呢，它不止不沾手纹，它也不会沾尘埃，它也放到水里面去喷水都没有问题。
I don't know what dust proof means. Like, does that mean if you stick it, if you just put it on the table, will it just not?Have dust on it. You know, I don't know what that means.
我不晓得这个防尘是什么意思，是说你放在桌上，它尘灰尘不会上来吗
？I was wondering if we could transfer the dustproof technology to the whole our whole house. And we never have dust.
我不晓得能不能把这个防尘的技术呢放到我们全家里面可以防尘。
The iPhone 11 has a higher display resolution.
十一号手机有更高的解像能力。
It has a superior camera.
照相机也比较好。
It has.Like face recognition, right?
它可以人脸辨识。
It is just a better phone in every sense. It's just a superior phone in every way.
它是每一个方面全方位的提高了性能。
The author of Hebrews, presumably being, he's been addressing Jewish Christians, okay?
这个希伯来书的作者呢，我们可以想，他大概是针对着犹太人的基督徒写的信。
We know this because in the book of Hebrews, there's so much reference to the Torah.
我们可以这样猜想，因为这个里面的文章这个文中里面很多处的地方引用这个律法书。
And what the author of Hebrews has been doing is he has been comparing and contrasting Jesus with key people and events in Israel's history.
这个希伯来书的作者呢，他一直在做的事情就是把这个耶稣呢，跟着希伯来跟着那个旧律法里面讲的人，还有事里面一直做对照比较。
And throughout the author has been making the point that Jesus is like far better. Like looking at these two, Jesus is way, he's just far better.
这个作者一直在做的事情就是做这个比较的时候，作者就说。耶稣呢是远远远远超过这些其他的人和事。
Chapters 1 and 2, Jesus is compared with the angels and with the Torah.
这个在希伯来书一章二章，作者把耶稣跟着天使以及律法来比较。
Chapters 3 and 4, Jesus is compared to Moses and to the Promised Land.
在第三章第四章里面他比较耶稣跟着摩西还有应许之地的比较。
And now here in chapter 5, the author begins to compare the high priest, okay, the high priest to Jesus.
在第五章里面呢作者就把耶稣跟着那个大祭司来做比较。
So let's look at first, let's look at the old version, right? It's kind of like looking at the iPhone 5 first.
我们看看旧的是什么样子，就像我们刚刚讲到看这个苹果5号手机。
1 through 4 says this,Every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. He presents their gifts to God and offers sacrifices for their sins. And he is able to deal gently with ignorant and wayward people because he himself is subject to the same weaknesses. That is why he must offer sacrifices for his own sins as well as theirs. And no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor.He must be called by God for this work, just as Aaron was.
牧师刚刚读了希伯来书五章一到四节，刚刚也读过了。
All right, so let's talk about this time when it was being written. What was a high priest? You know, because we just read about a high priest. What was a high priest? Okay.
让我们想想这个这段经文里面讲的时代，这讲的是大祭司是什么样子的？是作者讲大祭司是什么样子
？So it just said, high priest, the job, the role of a high priest was to represent the people to God.
大祭司的职务责任是要代表人到神那边去。
At the temple, he would go to the temple. He would offer, he would give offerings. He would offer gifts, and he would make offerings.For the people's sins. Okay.
在圣殿里面，大祭司呢就献礼物，还有为人的罪去献祭。
And one of the characteristics of a high priest that was so good was that he too, right? We just read it. He too struggled with the same weaknesses that the people had.
这个大祭司呢，倒是有一个很特别的好，就是说好的地方，就是他跟一般人一样，是他也有一些跟一般人一样的软弱。
So the great thing about a high priest, same thing as a pastor, an elder, or anyone else who comes up here, is that they could really understand the people. They had the same weakness. They struggled with the same sins. They're like, yeah, we struggle with the same things you do.
可是大祭司呢，就跟我们今天的牧师、长老、执事来到这讲台上面的人一模一样，他们也有一样的软弱，他们也会一样犯罪。
So I myself, or a priest then, I can empathize, I can feel. When you talk about like the things that you struggle with so many times, I go, yeah, I struggle with the same things. I've struggled in the past, or I struggle right now with the same issues.
所以像我或者是所有的这边传道人，我们在这边我们可以听到你们跟你们交谈，听到你们讲的说你们的挣扎，你们的软弱。我们呢，我可以了解到，因为我自己跟你们一样，也有一样的软弱。我也一样会犯罪。
So the advantage of the high priest, one of the advantages of the high priest was that he was very human. You know, he could understand. He was like, yeah, you come to me to give your gifts. I offer the gifts before the people to the Lord, but I can empathize with you. I'm very human.
So, you know, 我们就可以完全了解你们的软弱，就像大祭司一样，他先为自己的罪献祭了，在为大家献祭一样，他可以体谅我们所有的人的软弱。
And at the same time, the disadvantage was that he was very human, right?
刚刚讲的是他的大祭司，一般大祭司的好处。现在他有个不好的地方，因为他也是一样的人，普通人。
You may be able to recall sometimes you read the Old Testament, you'll read about a high priest, and again you can see like, wow, not good, right? Some weaknesses. You can see even a high priest.Had issues. Some of them were not good.
所以你们看看旧约，读旧约的时候，读到这些大祭司，你会发现说，哦，这个大祭司也是很糟糕的。他们有些大祭司非常糟糕的。
So what we just read was that the high priest would represent, offer, make sacrifices for the people as on behalf of the people to the Lord. But at the same time, he's like, yeah, but I also need to present my own sacrifice. I need to go before the Lord for myself and offer a sacrifice, an animal sacrifice. Because why? Because I also have sins that need to be covered.
所以呢，这大祭司呢，虽然他代表众人到祭坛前面去给奉献祭，但是呢，他自己私下他自己也需要为自己的罪去献祭，因为他跟别人一样犯了罪。
So it is not that this older way, this way of the high priest representing the people and making animal sacrifices on the altar to cover the people for their sins. It's not that that way had zero value. Okay, it's not that that was like, that's just, that was totally worthless then.
虽然说即使是这样子，所以大祭司要为大家献祭，但是他必须要为自己的罪先献祭。但是这个老的方式，并不是说这种老的方式一点功效、一点价值都没有。
And the people back then, just as the people do now,had a problem with sin nature. You all can see that. You all in the world, back then they had a sin nature, people had issues, people were broken. Today, you in your own life, you would look around in the culture, you can see in the society, you can see, yep, it is the same as then as it is today. There are people who are broken, there are issues, there are sin issues that need to be covered, that need to be atoned for.
所以我们现在看那时候的人，那时候他们的人是就有罪性，但是今天跟我们一样，我们今天的人也是有一样的罪性。我们看看我们周遭的环境，看看文化，我们都知道，你我每一个人都有一样的罪性。
Right, so back then it didn't mean that there was zero value to it. It just meant that that was the way at that time. That was the way that God provided for the people, for the priests to atone for, to cover sin. It was a temporary way of.Covering for sin again, that would ultimately pointing towards Jesus.
这并不是说那时候没有用没有功效，这只是那时候呢，神 给了这个一个方法，一个方式，让百姓，让人跟神之间能够和解，能够能够遮盖我们人犯的罪，这是那时候的方式。
Right, so just as the same way as we look back at an iPhone 5 and we're like, yeah, it's not very useful now. It just sits in my drawer, but back then it had value, right? We had value. We looked at it. We looked back. This is an old phone, but it had value back then.
所以这个一样的，就像我们再看一下苹果手机，今天看起来这个东西不是那么好，但是在那个时候呢，在当时呢，这个手机是非常实用的一个手机。
But if you're in your Bibles, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look. In your Bibles, you're in Hebrews chapter 5. If you flip over to Hebrews chapter 7 on your phones, it's not going to be up here, but on your phones or in your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 7.
如果你有手机或者圣经，请你翻到希伯来书的第七章。
Hebrews 7, verses 27 and 28. The Hebrew author talks about the new version, the superior version of the high priest. Okay?
在27节、28节里面，这希伯来书的作者讲到那个这个像是个新版的、更好的一个大祭司。
And listen to this. You can feel the difference. You can see like clearly a difference.
你看到或者听到，你会觉得说：“哦，这是非常不一样的。”
Unlike those other high priests, he—that's Jesus—he does not need to offer sacrifices every day. They did this for their own sins, first, and then for the sins of the people. But Jesus, just different. He's different. He's better. He did this once for all when he offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins people. But the law.Appointed high priests who were, they were limited, right, church? They were limited by their human weakness. But after the law was given, God appointed his son with an oath, and his son has been made, the perfect high priest forever.
So, 27节、28节说到，他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，这个他就是耶稣，每日必须为先为自己的罪。后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
Right, so,
律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。
All right, so Jesus is the high priest 2.0, right? 2.0. It's like he's just a different version of way better. Mm-hmm.
对，所以耶稣呢是大祭司版本 2.0， 是一个新版的大祭司。
Right. In America here we're all waiting for 5G. I don't know, is 5G out? I don't know. I don't keep up so much on technology, but there's 4G and then there's 5G, right? And Jesus is like, no, Jesus is the 5G. Right?
所以我们讲到今天用手机来做比喻的话，我们很多人就在等说这个 5G 的第五代的。那个手机的通讯要出来了，我不知道它来了没有。但是呢，我们现在用的还是4G 第四代的。那耶稣呢，就是相当于第五代的5G 的大祭司。
The most wonderful thing about Jesus is just like the high priest, he was fully human, right? Just like the old high priest, he was fully human. The great thing about Jesus Christ is that, like again, if any temptations we have, anything that you struggle with, you know, maybe you've shared with the church. Maybe the church doesn't know. Maybe your friends know. Maybe your friends don't even know. Things that you struggle with that you don't... You're like, I'm embarrassed to talk with people about this. I have a struggle with this. But I'm telling you, Jesus, at least we can go to Jesus and we go, yeah, you understand. You've seen every... You've been tempted in every way that humans have been tempted, that we have been tempted, that I have been tempted, and you get my temptations.
So, Jesus is a...新版的一个大祭司，他能够了解我们所有人经过的软弱，还有挣扎，他都可以，你可以告诉他，你不能告诉别人，不能告诉自己的亲友的，不能告诉我的这些软弱，你可以到耶稣面前告诉他，耶稣所有经过所有的我们经过的每一样的诱惑，他都经过，他能够体会，所以我们可以把所有的事情带到他面前。
But at the same time.The great thing about Jesus, the great thing that separates Jesus from any other religious leader that the world holds up, is that he claimed that he was God. He was God, right? Fully human, fully God. So when he never needed to make an offering for himself. When he goes between us and the Lord, God the Father, when he goes between us and the Father, he's like, I don't need to make a sacrifice like the human version of the high priest did, right?
所以耶稣不只是完全的人，他体会我们一切的软弱，他也是一个神，所以呢，他是没有罪的，他不需要像其他大祭司一样，先要为他自己的罪去赎罪，然后再来为我们献祭，他自己就是无罪的，然后为我们的罪献上了。So
Jesus is the perfect high priest. He is the perfect high priest.
所以耶稣是一个完全的一个大祭司。
You know, one of the things that I've noticed in the American churches, okay, in the American churches.
我注意到一件事情在美国教会中。
And maybe there's some temptation, even in Asian churches as well.
这些诱惑呢，也许在有些亚洲教会也有一样的。
There's some pastors that are very dynamic, and they have a charismatic persona.
有些牧师呢，他们非常有活力，他们也非常，他们的个性也非常吸引人。At
least in the American church, there are some, and maybe you know some of them, maybe you don't. They're not trying to. I don't think most of them are trying to, but many of them become almost kind of like pastoral celebrities. You know, like their names are well known.
他们有些牧师，他们并不一定想要说他们自己要变成这样子，但是他们就变成一个像是一个牧师，名人的牧师。These
pastors are strong communicators, and they have a strong presence, right?
这些牧师呢，常常是能说会道，他们非常能够吸引人。And
unlike false teachers, these pastors are preaching the gospel.
I'm sorry.
Unlike false teachers, these pastors that I'm speaking of, who are strong in their communication skills, strong in their presence, they're preaching the gospel.
不像一些教导误谬的老师教师一样，这些牧师呢，他们也是按照真理在教导福音。And
so that's good. That's encouraging. I'm so glad to hear that. You know, there are some who are really talented, really gifted. Very gifted, and they're known. They're known nationally. Like most people, if I mention a few of their names, you're like, yeah, I know them.
这是很令人兴奋的。他们有些牧师呢，他们非常会讲道，他们也全国都知名的。But
here's the temptation of the church, of the American churches. That sometimes what I've noticed in the past few years is that the church will follow them. Their eyes will be fixed on them. On this pastor, right? Because the pastor has such a strong presence, has written books, is on the radio. And the temptation for many churches is to go, oh, if we could just have a pastor like that, what we need is a pastor like that. If we had a pastor who was charismatic, who had a strong presence, who could orate, who could preach, who could lead us, you know? If we could have that, then our problems would be solved, right? We'd have it all good.
有时候呢，那我们就掉入一种陷诱惑陷阱里面去，就是想到这些有些牧师呢，他们非常有活力，非常有吸引力，非常能够激励群众。那他们可以出书，他们可以上电台里面做节目。那很多人都受到很大的感激励。那慢慢的，他们就去焦点呢，吸引力完全注意到这些牧师上面去。 他们希望说，哦，我们希望我们的牧师也是像他这样子的，那我们就一切都变得很好了。Right,
so I think of one church in particular. This pastor was he is a very dynamic character. He wrote books. He was on the radio.
我想到就想到一个牧师，他是非常会讲道，他非常有吸引力，他也写书，也上电台。
And like every other pastor. Like every other pastor, like me, like all the any elders who come up here, any worship leaders that come up here, he had weaknesses, right? He has weaknesses. This pastor has weaknesses.
这个牧师他跟其他牧师一样，或跟我跟所有上来的长老传道人都一样，他有弱点。
He made some mistakes, and the board removed him from being a pastor.
他犯了错，那长执会呢就把他开除了。But
church, here was the problem: is that when he was removed, because the church had revolved around this personality so much, when he was removed, the church disbanded. the church like separated. The church was like, well, why are we going to meet now? What are we going to do now, right?
所以问题就来了，因为这个教会他这个牧师在教会里面这么有影响力，这个教会呢就根本就是环绕着牧师。这下他被开除了之后，这教会众人想说，那我们怎么办？那教会就解散了。
That should never be the case. It should never be the case if a pastor makes mistakes or has left that the church just dissolves, right? Because who are we following, right? Who is the chief shepherd? Who is the high priest in our lives, right? Is it a pastor? And again, God uses pastors, right? Hopefully God uses, right? God uses leaders. He uses pastors. But ultimately, who? Who is it that we are following, right?
这事情不应该这样发生的，因为我们教会把这个牧师开除了之后，这教会解散了。那我们跟谁呢？我们是跟着牧师呢，还是跟着耶稣呢？所以我们要看看，就是说，希望神用牧师来带领这个教会，但是呢， 我们不应该因为牧师走了或离开了，我们教会就解散了。
I understand that a lot of times when our church thinks about having a speaker for the retreat, you know, and again we were like, hey, let's ask this pastor. This, they're great communicators, and that's good. Because why? Because we want people to be able to communicate God's word. Amen. But if we're like, if it is just the pastor, if it's just an orator that we're following, then that's where the church goes wrong. You know, when we're like, we just want a famous pastor who can be up here. That's where we go wrong.
所以我们有时候谈到，我们说要找一个特别聚会的一个讲员，我们就想到说，这个人他讲的话语非常有能力，非常能够激励人。我们要找这个人或找那一个人。那 但是呢，我们要小心，就是说，我们是要跟着这跟着这讲员的话，跟着讲员去受激励呢，还是我们要能够跟着我们自己的耶稣去。
I have told the youth many times. Sometimes I've told the youth, like, the best thing that I can do as a pastor, the best thing I can do is I can take your hand, and then I put your hand in Jesus' hand. And then you begin to walk and follow Jesus on your own, like, right? When your eyes are fixed, when you have your own relationship and the church is walking with Jesus, like the service on Sunday, this is 2 hours. Most of your following of Jesus happens outside of this time, right? Because it's the whole week, right? So if you can walk with the Lord on your own, like when you can see Him and you're walking, you have a dynamic relationship with Jesus, that's what we want.
所以我做一个牧师，做英文堂的牧师，我告诉我们的这些英文堂的青少年，我告诉他们说，我当做你们的牧师，我最多能做的是把你们的手带到放到耶稣的手里面去，这个时候你们就跟着耶稣走。那这个你跟他要建立好的关系，要互动良好的互动。那今我们教会也是一样，今天我们跟神的关系呢，不是只有在这2个小时聚会的时间里面，我们跟神有关系，而这个关系呢是要继续在整个周星期里面都要跟神有好的关系。
Right. And the reason we want that is because Jesus Christ is far and away, far and away. He's just better. He's a better high priest. He's far and away a better shepherd. Right? He is the one. He is the one whom we follow.
我们要这样做，是因为耶稣是一个远远超过其他的一个大祭司，是一个完全的一个大祭司。
So this portion, speaking about the value of the old system of the high priest, it ends by saying that the high priest, in any case, you know, high priest, elders must be called by God.
这个刚刚讲这个这一段是讲到这个以前旧有系统里面的大祭司，接着讲到说大祭司这个大祭司呢必须是神呼召来的。Right,
the scriptures say they can never say they simply want the honor of becoming a high priest. They were called by God.
这个圣经里面讲，这个经节里面讲说，他们不能说自己想要说我要变为大祭司，我要有这个尊荣，我就能变大祭司。他们必须用神呼召来的。
And so this leads into the scripture of when the author's writing, it leads into Jesus being appointed by the high priest. It's like, yep, the old version, the high priests were called by God. Jesus, Jesus is called to be the high priest.
这个就引到说，在这下面的一段里面讲到新的系统里面，我讲旧的系统是神要招这个要呼召这个大祭司，但是新的系统里面就讲到说，耶稣就是这个被呼召的大祭司。
Look down with me, Hebrews 5, verse 5 says this. That is why Christ did not honor himself by assuming he could become high priest. No, he was chosen by God. Who said? Go ahead.
如此基督也不是自取做荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
Who said to him, this is what the Father said to him, you are my son, today I have become your father. And in another passage, God said to him, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
继续讲到说五章六节讲到说就像圣经经上有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
All right, so you look at these two messianic psalms, okay? And you might think, yeah, okay, well, Jesus is a son, and Jesus is a high priest, and so what? You know, those two things. He's a son, he's God's son, and he's a high priest.
这两节经文引用这个诗篇里面两个关于弥赛亚的预言，就讲到说。这个耶稣是神的儿子，又讲到说耶稣是大祭司，那我们就想说，那这跟我有什么关系？
What the author is doing here, as he's writing, the kind of the technique that he's using, is he's taking two truths and he's pairing them up together, so that the people when they're reading, they're like, oh, the Son of God, the High Priest, and he's creating like this foundation. Okay, he's like going, this is why you need to follow him.
这个作者呢就开始这边用了两个真理，一个是耶稣是神的儿子，另外是耶稣是大祭司，把他两个拉在一起并排的，就是要建立一个基础，让我们知道说这个是耶稣是谁，大祭司。
Back when Steve Jobs was when he was leading Apple, he was really one of the gifts that he had is he was very masterful at rolling out a new product.
所以我想到说在贾伯斯带领这个苹果公司的时候，他是非常有吸引力，他也很厉害，能够就是说不停的推出新的产品。
Right on the day that they would roll out when Apple had a new product, the day that they would gather all their employees, you know, like they would gather everyone in a room together.
在新的产品发表会的时候。这个苹果公司会把所有的那个员工呢聚在一个大厅里面。
And they would invite the press to come in.
他们也邀请媒体进来。
And they would stream online. If you wanted to be almost like a part of this new product that was coming out that Apple was offering, you could like people could go in and go, oh, let's see what Steve Jobs has to say.
他们也把现场的一切的那些情况实况呢放到网络上面去直播。
Right, so like even remember like I don't know, you probably don't remember because you probably weren't techies, you probably didn't like remember when the Apple V came out and Steve Jobs would come up on the stage and he would begin to build it up, he'd begin to talk about it. He would like you never, and then there'd be a great reveal, right? Just pop up on the screen, right?
所以这个我想到这个苹果五号在发表的时候呢，那个贾伯斯呢就上台了，开始讲这个新的产品，讲到最后就把这个产品就切开来了。
Right, so I even knew some of some of the people I know, they would tune in. They would go, oh, we hear that there's a new product coming out. We hear that Steve Jobs is going to be speaking about this new offering that Apple has. So they would actually, I had some friends that would put on their calendar.They'd put on the calendar the date when Steve Jobs would be, and they'd roll out, and they would like tune in online to see what he'd have to say.
我有一些朋友呢，就是非常跟对这个事情追得很厉害。他会想讲谈论，先谈论说，哦苹果什么时候要介绍新的手机？那他们会把这个日期呢，在他们日历上记下来，然后他们就开始进去看，然后 然后继续讲说这个看到说贾伯斯讲了什么话，然后东西出来了。
And then afterwards, they would make a comment on Facebook. They would go, oh, this is coming out. Steve Jobs, they would quote Steve Jobs on what he was saying, right? Because it was just like, if Steve Jobs did it, plus it was such a great product. And then people were like, yeah, let's go buy it. Right? Everyone get in line and like let's like there'd be lines out the Apple store and people be ready to buy.
他们会讲说啊，看看贾博士啊，这个人多么有口才。他们介绍这些东西，哦，他上来了，东西上来了，那他们就说哦，我们要去买了，我们要去买了。他们就叫苹果店去排队了。
And that's a little bit of what the Hebrews author is trying to do here. He's going, look, God, Jesus Christ is God's son, right? He's the son, and he's your high priest, right?
这个希伯来书的作者在这边就做一样的事情，他就像这苹果介绍新手机一样，他说耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣是一个大祭司。
Jesus is not just any high priest.
耶稣不是一个普通任何一个大祭司。
He is, as Paul puts it, everything was created, everything in the world was created through Jesus and for Jesus.
保罗在讲过说这个耶稣不是一个一普通一个大祭司，他说耶稣是世界上是因是世界是因为他，万有是因为他造的，也是经过他造的。
Or in Hebrews he says in the final days God has spoken in the beginning of Hebrews chapter 1 he says in the final days God has spoken through his son and through his son he made the universe and everything in it.
在希伯来书第一章里面也讲到这个说在这个
So I know church, I know sometimes when you hear like, we already know that God is, Jesus is God's son. We already know that he's like our high priest. We kind of know this. But just remember who he is. Remember the things that you worry about today, like the things that you are involved in, the things that occupy your mind.The things that you busy yourself with, God created all of that, right? He was the one who started that. Everything that we worry about in our lives, the things that we start, like, no, he's like, but he's like, he created everything. He made everything.
所以我们就讲说，哎，我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，那我们，但是我们有时候在世界上很多事情让我们担忧，我们为这个事情烦恼，为那个事情烦恼，但是呢，神讲了，圣经说了，这个世界上所有这些事情呢，都是借着他造的，由他造出来的，也是经过他造的。
Right? The author of Hebrews is not quibbling over some theological concepts. He's saying he is the Son of God. He is your Maker. He's the Creator, and he's the High Priest. So he's not like this old priest. This old priest was just human, but the one that you are following now is God. He made you. He formed you.
这个希伯来书的作者不是在一个谈论或讲论一个深奥或者是模糊的一个神学观念，他是说神耶稣是神的儿子，世界上是世界所有一切都经过他，也是为他而造的。那他也是一个大祭司，是一个最大的一个大祭司。
I did a survey a little while ago, just an informal survey, and one of the reasons that someone said like they're like I'm not interested in Jesus, I'm not following Jesus because.They wrote down because I just don't have time. It's just not. I don't have time. Right? I don't have time to follow.
我调查过所以有人就说他不能跟随基督，因为我太忙了，我没有时间。
Sometimes I'm like, you don't have time. You don't have time to follow him. We don't have time to like meet with our God because he's the Son of God, right? No one says that. No one claims that. No other religious leader says I'm the Son of God.
说你怎么会没有时间？你没有时间？你想想看，耶稣是神的儿子，他是神的儿子。世界上没有一个其他宗教说他是神的儿子。
So Jesus' appointment, his appointment as high priest, comes from the very heart of God. Right? It's like it's not that like it comes from the heart of the Lord.
这个耶稣是大祭司，这件事情的宣称。任命是从神的心里面最深处肺腑里面中出来的。
Go to the next slide. But the thing is that, can you go back? Yeah, there we go. The thing is that it's not just because Jesus Christ was not appointed as the high priest just because he was God's son. It wasn't like, yeah, well, you're the son, I'm God, you're God the son, so...You're appointed.
这个耶稣呢是一个大祭司，这个神指定耶稣是大祭司，并不是因为耶稣是神的儿子，是说你是我儿子，所以你是大祭司。
It's more this next portion that we're gonna look at looks more about his path of appointment, which makes him again. When we read this, it makes him it says like why he's better than any other high priest.
我们要看看这个耶稣被指定为大祭司，还经过一个历程。我们要看看这个历程，才知道说为什么耶稣是可以是大祭司。
Hebrews 5 chapter 7 says, while Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Even though Jesus was God's son, he learned obedience from the things he suffered. In this way, God qualified him as the perfect high priest, and he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey him. And God designated him to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
五章七节开始，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因为他的虔诚蒙了应许，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从人他的人，成为永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次，称他为大祭司。
So what makes Jesus better is that unlike any prince, you know, like there's a king and a prince that automatically has position because he's the prince, is that Jesus, he was appointed as high priest because he learned obedience through the things he suffered, right?
这个耶稣呢，被指定为大祭司，并不是因为他只是他儿子，不像一般国王，他的儿子是王子，就变成一个将来就变成国王，就变王子。耶稣呢，他是神的儿子，但是他能够成为大祭司，是因为他顺从神而受苦。
And I know this sounds strange. It sounds like, well, what does that mean that Jesus was not obedient before? Like, how does God, the Son of God, learn obedience? Like, what is the author of Hebrews talking about? What does that mean?
那我们就开始就问一个问题，这什么意思？耶稣要会顺从，那表示说他在这个受苦以前他不顺从，以前在这个之前他不顺从吗？那是什么意思呢？他需要顺从吗？
What it means is that Jesus arrived at a new stage of experience having passed through the school of suffering. It was his suffering. It was his suffering that qualified him. It was Jesus on the cross, right? Him hanging on the cross, experiencing the wrath of God. That qualifies you. That makes you. You laid yourself down. Therefore, you are qualified to be the high priest.
不是的，他只是说，耶稣呢，他深受过苦难。他为了我们的苦难，死在十字架上的时候，他是受了苦难，所以他有这个苦难的经历，他就能够有这个资格，有这个能够成为我们的大祭司。
You know, I'll be real honest with you. Like when I think about suffering, church, I wondered for a while, and I'm still growing, I'm still learning in this. Like how suffering is related. You know, I'm like, so should I suffer? Like, am I supposed to suffer?But when I look at Christ, and then when I look at mature Christians, when I look at those who suffer, then I'm like, I kind of have a picture of like, oh, now I understand. I'm coming to an understanding.
有时候想想这个受苦这个字什么意思？我必须要受苦吗？我们每一个人都需要受苦吗？那我看看有些受苦的人，看看真正的基督徒愿意能够受苦。我慢慢了解这个受苦，这苦难是什么意思？
There's something about suffering and obedience unto the Lord that reflects that like goes, yeah, that's Jesus. Like when I see that, when I see someone who suffers in obedience out of the Lord, who lays down, who puts down their life, that goes like, it's not my life anymore. I'm just going to lay down my life for unto Christ, for the benefit of the church, for the benefit of the world.There's something about that, like that echoes, that resonates in the churches, in my heart. Okay.
苦难受苦呢，在跟着特别是在那个在顺从里面能够受苦，能够顺从，这个就是一个谦卑，能够自己放下自己，这个让我非常感动。这个这样子能够在顺从里面受苦，就反映出耶稣的生命。
Can you go to the next slide? Yeah, so here's a picture. I don't know if you can see it very well, but it's a man standing in a yellow suit on a sign. I'm not sure what it says on the sign. There's a cross on the top, but this is in Wuhan. Okay, Wuhan. It's taken a couple of weeks ago, right? And this person there is a pastor and a church. He's like, in Wuhan, what we are going to do is we're going to go out and we're going to keep on preaching the gospel. We're going to share the gospel with people. So what they did is they grabbed some masks, because like in Wuhan, right, money doesn't mean anything, right? If you wanted to buy some masks, there's no masks available, right? But they took some masks and they're like, yeah, what we'll do is we'll go out into the city and we'll share with people hope, what hope is. We'll be light with people. We'll share with them the gospel. And so even though what people see is they're like, why are you out here? What are you doing out here?
这个前面那张照片呢，是照着是一个穿着黄衣服的这个基督徒，像牧师他们在，还有这张照片，他们在这个武汉这个疫情的情况之中，他们就到外面去分发口罩，分发一些单张，然后告诉就是让人家有盼望，告诉人家盼望的信息，那别人看到说，那你们在干什么？你们这样做。
Everyone else in Wuhan is in their homes, like rightly so. But there are a few people. Like, anyone that we see on the street, we're going to like share with them about who Jesus is. That there is hope to be had, even right now.
武汉里面大家都留在家里面了，但是他们呢看到一些极少数人出来的话，他们就跟他们说分享耶稣的福音，告诉他们在耶稣里面有盼望。
They say that even some of the police have come up to them and like they'll share with some of the police. Those that would normally that they would be like, yeah, you may not share, you may not be out here talking about this. Some of the police have come up and go, yeah, what is this? Why are you out here? We see that you're handing out masks. We see that you're talking to people. Why?
这个那公安的人呢也来了，看看他们说，哎，奇怪，他们平常这些公安人看到他们这边分单张或者是讲耶稣的话，他们会不让他们讲的。但他们今天就来到这边来看看说，你们怎么会为什么会来做这些事情呢
？And so the very few Christians there have gained a respect in the city, like these suits that are yellow, these yellow suits that people see out in the city. Just a few of them have gained respect that the Christians never had before, because they're like, you're out here willing to just kind of like lay yourself out.
所以这些穿黄衣服的这些少数基督徒呢，就在武汉里面得到很多人的尊敬，因为他们看到他们做的事情。
The world notices when they see Christians willing to lay themselves down in love and serve people, when they're willing to ultimately, and they may even be putting their lives at stake. Okay.
全世界人都在看这些少数的基督徒呢，他们冒着生命的危险呢，能够把自己放下自己，然后做这些事情，帮助人。
If you go to the next slide. So Jesus is suffering. It's his suffering. It's his giving away of his life, to give away one's life. That qualifies him to be the high priest.
Yeah, 耶稣呢，他自己受了这些苦难，他自己受了苦，让他很有资格，更有资格成为我们的大祭司。
So we can, in this church, we can, if we reflect this to the world around us, if we are full of him and we reflect this to him around him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以让我们自己呢完完全全的向世界反映出耶稣在我们里面。
Because it says, Hebrews says, for our high priest has become the source of eternal salvation for all those who love and obey him.
因为这边说到，就为凡顺从他的人 成了永远得救的根源。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are far and away qualified, far and away better than any of the old high priests, any pastor, any elder, any worship leader. Again, we know that we thank you, we give thanks to you that you use your church, you use people to communicate you to other people. And we know that there is a place, because it is biblical, that there are leaders, pastors, elders, deacons, worship leaders. But Lord, we come to you this morning, we tell you, there is no one better than you. If we are looking for answers, if we are calling out, if we are crying out, if we need help, our first place that we should go, the very first place we should go is to you. We go to you first, Lord. You're the only one who can save us. You're the only one who can give us wisdom. You're the only one that can give us hope in the midst of dark circumstances. You're the only one who can carry us. You're the only one who is sufficient for us. So Lord, this morning we give you our praise. We want to honor you. We want to give our lives over to you. And we pray, Lord, teach us, grow us, mature us, that the more and more we are like you, the more and more we are full of the Spirit, your Spirit who lives in us, Lord, that we would be like you in the sense that we would be willing to lay ourselves down, our time, ourselves, our resources, our gifts, our abilities. We lay ourselves down as a reflection of our great high priest. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right.
Let this song be our
prayer to him.